Module 5. 5D. Listening Skills. Exercise 1B. Page 58. Listen to the first section of a radio program in which a presenter talks to Gemma Aitkins, a teacher and guidance counsellor, about an intergenerational project in her school. For questions 1 to 5, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C.
Hello and welcome to today's edition of Spotlight. A little bit later, we'll be talking to Ian Crawley, a retired doctor, about his involvement in an intergenerational educational program. But first up, we've got Mrs. Aitkins, a teacher and guidance counselor from St. Joseph's High School, where they've been running the program for the last 3 years. Welcome, Mrs. Aitkins.
Thank you, and please call me Gemma.
All right, Gemma, why don't you tell our listeners something about the program at St. Joseph's?
Of course. It's quite simple. We wanted to tap into the wealth of knowledge and experience that the older generation in our community hold. So we created a project where willing volunteers from all walks of life came into the school to work with Year 8 pupils to create a presentation about the differences between education when they were at school and now. It was very instructive. The children learnt a lot, and not just about the subject. They also developed their social skills and built a respectful relationship with the retired individual they were paired with.
Sounds fascinating, but how did you come up with the notion?
Well, I'm afraid I can't take the credit for that. It's actually not a new concept. It's been piloted in a number of schools around the country with great success. There's a lot the children and we can learn from our elders. They are a font of knowledge, and it seems a shame to let that knowledge go to waste. And it doesn't just benefit the children. The retirees find it a valuable experience too. For some of them, it offers a new purpose to their day. It can be quite an adjustment going from leading an active life in work to finding yourself with little to do to while away the hours.
I'm sure, but can it really be that fulfilling for them?
Well, they've told me that it is. In fact, we've had a number of repeat volunteers. They enjoy it so much that they come back the following year. They seem to feel a sense of satisfaction from passing on their wisdom. And it's a joy for us to watch how well they and the children interact. It's almost as if they feel rejuvenated by spending time with the children. It also offers them an understanding of the youth of today. So in many ways, it's a two-way street.
So, what's next for the project?
As you said, we've been running it for the last 3 years. Each year we've had a different focus, but essentially it's been the same. But this year, we wanted to try something a little different. So as well as running the project, we're planning to expand the scheme with some excursions. And we've got an ex-theatre director who just signed up. And he has agreed to help us put on a play to help raise funds for the excursions, which should be exciting.
Well, it looks like the scheme is going strong.
It is. We've had our problems along the way. But all in all, it's been a worthwhile venture. And long may it continue. I have to admit, I was a little dubious as to whether or not it would be successful. But thankfully, my doubts were unfounded, and it's turned out to be a very rewarding experience. I'm sure everyone involved would echo those sentiments, and I don't envision any problems in the future.
I'm glad to hear it. Unfortunately, I'm afraid that's all we have time for. Thank you for coming in to talk to us, and good luck with everything you have planned for this year.
Thank you.